Jesse Roy, you're currently in Caltag and taking your eight-hour layover.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be off the river.
I heard the trail conditions were pretty hellacious out there.
It's like a big bowl of sugar. And then there's quite a bit of overflow. My feet have been wet for the last 200 miles. So I'm pretty excited to get here and try to get dried out for the coast, because my feet are so tired of being wet. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
But your dogs, you're one of the few mushers who hadn't taken the 8-hour layover earlier on down the Yukon, and your dogs still seem to be moving along pretty well. How are you feeling about their performance?
Well, I was a little slower than the teams that I came in with. They were like 30 minutes faster than me, but I don't know, I felt like we were going pretty slow, but then a couple of people said, no, it looked like you were doing good, and I guess I have a different opinion. I don't like going that slow, but they're doing all right. I just wanted to take it after my eight after the river, you know, because I've a couple big long runs, take my eight, because then we got some long runs going up the coast, so I just thought the later I could take my eight. Plus, the schedule I was on earlier, if I had taken my eight earlier, I'd have been running more in the heat of the day, and I was trying to get out of doing that. And the way I had it kind of figured was I just took pretty much four at every checkpoint along the way, and it kept me out of the heat of the day.
Yeah. And do you think that was beneficial for your team? And
well, I don't want to be out in the river. I mean, of course, I was a little bit today because it took me longer than I thought to get here, but I'd sure hate to be out in that river in that hot sun. I mean, this is the first time I've ever been on the Yukon River coming upriver with a tailwind. Usually it's always a headwind. So that was a little strange, but so it was pretty hot out there, real hot coming in here.
Great. Now, also taking your 8-hour layover later on in the race in Caltag, knowing that you have some long coastal runs coming up, I imagine you're pretty excited that your dogs will be very well rested before heading to Unalakleet.
I'm not sure about very well rested, but yeah, they'll have more rest on them than everybody else getting to this point. Everybody else will have just done a 9-10 hour run, and mine only take 4 hours here, and then they got another 10-11 hour run to Unalakleet. So I'm hoping that gives me, you know, because I know there's a whole bunch of teams coming in here real soon. So I'm really not ahead of a lot of teams. But it's hard to say, you know, whether that extra rest will help me out going to Unalakleet. Just depends on what shape their teams are getting here and what shape my team looks like leaving here, I guess.
Well, it seemed like they were pretty evenly matched, your team against the others that had taken their 8-hour layover earlier on and had gotten that rest.
I think they are doing pretty good for only getting 4-hour rests all the way up the river. Mm-hmm. I think they really slowed down this last little bit coming in here, but other than that, I think they've been doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're back in Iditarod. It's great to see you here competing. You definitely, people have been kind of watching how you've been doing because you waited so long to do your eight, and it's great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks.
Jesse Royer in Caltag, and reporting in Caltag, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.